Rovnako ako aj veľa iných tradičných jazykov, ktoré zanikli okolo roku 1788, jazyk Garna bol v 60. rokoch 19. storočia bežne používaným v oblasti Adelaide Plains. Skoro po storočnej hibernácii bol v 80. rokoch minulého storočia jazyk opäť obnovený. Niekoľko starešinov spolu s členmi komunity a lingvistami sa rozhodlo jazyk zase obnoviť pre ďalšie generácie. Prvým študentom, ktorý začal Garna a Narunga jazyk študovať, bol Vincent Jack Buskin.
My mother's generation didn't get an opportunity to speak it or utilize it because she was the first generation that grew off of the missions and her father didn't have the opportunity to speak it and if he did, he was punished for it because he lived on the missions. For me, it's a massive spiritual connection, it's a gateway to our culture, but I'm honored to be able to speak it and utilize it today because my generation, this is the first generation to be able to utilize language freely.
Jack je momentálne jeden z piatich ľudí, ktorí jazykom Garna rozprávajú plynule.
Some are more advanced than others. Some of those are young kids that I've worked with. There's two that I've worked with since they were year eight. And now they're working alongside me on the journey of language revitalization. But we get around to lots of schools and just give them tasters. So yeah, small group, but yeah, it's starting to make traction as an everyday language as well now.
Jack dnes vyučuje jazyk Garna ľudí všetkých vekových kategórií, dokonca aj svoju mamu.
Yeah, it's hard teaching mum. She's probably the hardest student I've had. Because you don't tell your mum what to do and she'll tell me what to do. So a lot of those older people in the older generation have just gone, well, we'll learn the basics just to get by, but the younger kids will take off with it.
Profesorka James Simpson je zástupkyňou riaditeľa jazykového centra ARC na Austrálskej národnej univerzite. Hovorí, že ako aboriginci, tak aj ľudia z komunity ostrova Torres Strait často prechádzajú náročným procesom obnovy strateného jazyka.
It is a hard job restoring a language. So we have so many things that we need to talk about and we need to talk fairly fast and communicate ideas quickly. So to do that with a language where you've only got a couple of hundred words recorded, that's really tough.
Profesorka Simpsonová hovorí, že úspešným príkladom komunít, ktoré znovu objavili svoje jazykové dedičstvo vďaka použitiu starých písomných prameňov, sú Gnunavong, jazyk používaný v australskom hlavnom teritoriu, či Wiradjuri, Djirmilaria, používaného v oblasti New South Wales.
Probably the best example is Garna, which was recorded by missionaries in the early 1840s, and they provided a dictionary and a grammar and some sentences and a couple of songs. And now there are Garna people like Jack Buskin, who speak Garna fluently and who've been raising families to try to speak Garna.
Jedným z najrozšírenejších domorodých jazykov v Austrálii je Yolngu Matha. Názov používaný pre 40 jazykov Yolnu, hovoriacim na severovýchode Aran Land, kde tradičná kultúra zostáva veľmi silná. Miriam Yirininbr, Dorgi, taktiež známa ako Yinin, hrdá žena, Wongori z oblasti Dalin Boy, vyučuje jazyk Yolnu na univerzite Charlesa Darwina. Výuka prebieha v jej rodnom jazyku Dhangu, ktorý prekladá jej kolegyňa Sylvia Ngompidichi. Yinin vníma ako svoje poslanie naučiť novú generáciu rozprávať jej rodným jazykom, aby sa tak vrátila k vlastným koreňom.
Daruto and where it is linking between Manikaili, Bungurli, Nangula Malanda, Bungur Malanda, Tawatun, Tawatjanaya. Where is the idea of using language links to people, from people to people, speaking in different dialect, but still understanding when it comes to ceremonies. Tinang lang nga napling bang room niya, radar ko ma'am, kalki ko ma'am, wangay man apan ma. And that it is what is that making us together one, hopefully strong.
Yinin hovorí, že texty pesničiek a príbehov ciest, ktoré sú napísané vo snovej dobe, sú dôležitou súčasťou. Profesorka Simpsonová hovorí, že pre všetkých Australanov je dôležité, aby prijali a osvojili si domorodé jazyky. Znamenajú totiž oveľa viac ako iba spoločné dedičstvo.
but they're specifically part of the heritage of Indigenous Australians, and the well-being of many people is bound up with recognition of their language and their language rights and support for them communicating in both their traditional language and in English. And at the moment, we've got a situation where people don't feel particularly valued, their languages aren't valued, and that results in social disharmony.
Posledné sčítaně ludu census ukazuje, že iba jeden z 10 původních obyvatelů Austrálie rozpráva rodným jazykom. Jack hovorí, že za podpory všetkých Australanů je možné jazyk naozaj posílit.
The languages are local to our areas and specific to those areas for all people to be able to utilize it. You know, as the old saying goes, you know, when in Rome, do what the Romans do. And our languages are unique to our country. And one of the old rules is to speak the language in the country you're on. And Aboriginal people knew that, and Aboriginal people do that. Now we're all about teaching the non-Aboriginal people to be able to embrace and utilize those rules as well.
Navrhuje jako první krok zkusit se naučit jednoduchý pozdrav v jazyku Garna.
One of the basic ones that we teach a lot of non-Aboriginal people is Nina Marni, and Nina Marni means are you good? It's a contemporary greeting. It's not how Aboriginal people greet each other. We've sort of created these new phrases for people, and I guess non-Aboriginal people, how they speak today. The traditional greeting for us is Wantanina, where are you going? Because everybody's obviously busy and keeping themselves occupied, so we don't really care how you feel. It's not how we greet each other, but we want to know what you're doing.